This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up, don't lose. Sirens in my head. Grab the silent car circuit to bed. Can I be cold? My whole life's been into a breath.
Owen, tomorrow you're going to go to a place in Austin. The article's on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. They think blogging us on Facebook and YouTube will stop us from exposing where children don't even know, like you exposed last week. It's not even announced. They just go, and a huge fat dude in a wig is sitting there and telling, sit on my lap, shake your booty. Oh, you're a girl. You're a boy. Very sick. You're going to be there tomorrow. And little buzzard told me other people are going to be there. But Antifa says they'll be there standing against your evil that you would dare show what's happening.
Well, this has been just crazy, Alex. This whole drag queen story time that's coming up tomorrow in Leander, which we'll be live at. The reports will be at InfoWars.com. It's become an event in and of itself bigger than any drag queen story time or anything because it's so controversial. So this is happening in Leander, Texas, and it's drag queen story time, and it was originally shut down because of public outcry. But a local church, yes, church, decided that they were going to rent out the library facility where the drag queen story time was set to take place, which was ultimately canceled. The church rented it out. Drag queen story time is back on via this church. I forget the name of it. But Antifa has said they're going to be there because they heard that specifically one group, Mass Resistance Texas, was going to show up in protest. And again, there would maybe be 15, 20 kids to show up to this, you know, maybe with their parents coming up this Saturday. And you'd have a couple drag queen story time, you know, maybe an hour or so. But now it's even bigger than this because you have so many people showing up to protest. You're probably going to have more people will show up to protest than will be there in attendance. And so I think once they kind of figured that out, they had to make a bigger deal of it. Antifa had to come out and try to stop people, threatening to stop people from going in. And so it's really just going to be crazy to see this. Again, when I went undercover, I didn't really go undercover. I mean, I went right in. I just filmed the whole thing. They say I crashed it. I did not disrupt it. I filmed the whole thing. When it was concluded, I talked to Miss Kitty Litter, who was the drag queen reading to the kids. Now, again, some of the local activists that I'm working with, if this guy's name is what he told me, which apparently they confirmed in this story in the Austin Chronicle, we did a background check, and that individual had been arrested in the past for soliciting prostitution. And so why is it every time you look at these people's background, there's something, and should that individual be reading to kids? We're just trying to figure out why this is such a big deal for people to have drag queen story time. And then you find out that here in Austin, a church was renting out an independent school district performing arts center. Now, that independent school district performing arts center is going to take $10,000 of those dollars to send kids to a gay pride parade. Now, when I asked why they were going to be doing this, they said there was a little outrage over the fact that this church stood against homosexuality because of their Christian values. But when I called and inquired, I was told that there is an LGBTQ initiative in Austin with the kids. So, why is there an LGBTQ initiative with the kids? Why isn't there? Ask yourself this. Why is there no heterosexual initiative with the kids? If it wasn't for heterosexuals, there wouldn't be any drag queens, there wouldn't be any gay people, there wouldn't be any people at all. So why is there no heterosexual initiative in Austin, Texas? Why is it always gay? Why is it always transsexual? Why is it always queer? And why is that an agenda at all? But It's all coming to the fore. InfoWars predicted it first. They're sexualizing the kids. Whether you want to admit it or not, that's on you. But that's what's going on, and we're going to be highlighting that tomorrow.
Big announcement.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they've deemed these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger is my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery services aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They're becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
Photosynthesis, that's a great name. They say this lawyer is a vicious piece of scum. Did a lawyer getting hate mail for defending the father of five whose wife was found dead? Whether he's guilty or not, he deserves a defense. But I'm here to tell you, I deserve a defense of the First Amendment. But I'll go further on Sandy Hook. We have the Google Analytics that they requested that we never looked at. Obviously, they know stuff we don't know. Like, if you ever had Google Ads, like, Google's like surveilling you. And it's 0.2-something percent. Out of billions of views, we basically never talked about Sandy Hook. And if I believe Sandy Hook happened or didn't happen, it's my right to say it as an American. But I got tricked 2 years ago, 3 years ago, Hillary saying, You know, Jones says harass the families. Jones says it doesn't happen. A couple of years before I decided I thought Sandy Hook had happened. I wasn't the guy that first questioned Sandy Hook, but I'd seen so many staged events. I mean, I think the Iranians probably attacked these ships, and my listeners are pissed at me right now. And I've had top geopolitical analysts, naval fighter bombers on, analysts, Navy SEALs. They're saying different things. We've had big debates. You could edit the last 2 days' shows together and have me say that Iran did it or the U.S. did it or the Saudi Arabians did it, because we're having real intellectual discussions about what happened. And my lawyer is one of the top defense lawyers in the country. Nobody debates that. He does murder. He does First Amendment. He does it all. When I first hired him a few months ago, when Bob Barnes hired him, our general counsel, he said, listen, even if you said this, you have a right. And he would come down here and I'd say, you need to watch the videos. That's out of context. I would never say something if I don't know. I would play devil's advocate down each avenue. Like it totally happened. He was on Prozac, video game head. And the next I'd say, or I could see they staged Gulf of Tonkin and they staged all this. I could see how it's a totally stage managed event. He's now had time, and to great expense to us, to go through it all. And he came to me like a month ago. He said, my God, it's true. It's a hoax. And he said, not Sandy Hook, but what they said about me. He said, well, what's the real plan? I said, it's to get our data in discovery and misrepresent what it is and shut us down. So I'm going to show you Google Analytics today. I'm going to show you on screen all this. Your listeners, you know that we never talked about Sandy Hook in the first 2-3 years it happened, but a couple times. And then since they attacked me, I've covered it more. I mean, Megyn Kelly came here and said it was about another subject, about my divorce. And it was all about Sandy Hook. And I said, I think Sandy Hook happened. And, you know, I've always questioned both sides. I think anybody has a right, but I'm sorry for families that got hurt. She edited it together. And we have the proof. It's going to come out in court if it gets there. That I said all that again, and they sued me on that to get around statute of limitations. Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think the judge in this case is a bad person, but they're under political pressure. And I get it. I'm not an IT person. I've had to spend time I didn't have trying to figure out what the hell's going on and brought in outside consultants and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. I won't even tell you the number, but $500,000 trying to figure out to answer the discovery. Because they go, we know you've got marketing. You got rich off Sandy Hook. So we finally go look at Google Analytics, and it's like 0.2%. And then most of that, turns out Bob Barnes has already done the analysis. I couldn't believe it. I don't know who that guy works with, man. He won't tell me, but he knew the exact numbers we got off Google Analytics before we ever had them. 98% of our statements said Sandy Hook happened. Now, if we want to say it didn't happen, that's our right as Americans. But 98% of the 0.02 whatever percent, I'm going to show you this. That's not my numbers. It's Google Analytics. We never even talked about it, but they're making it who I am. You've all been listening for the last 2 days. I'm like, I don't know who blew up the ship. Ron Paul says the U.S. did it. Rand Paul says he doesn't know. Trump says it's the Iranians. Let's have a Navy SEAL on. Let's have a famous black ops operator on. Let's see what they say. You could take any one of those interviews and say, Jones says the Iranians did it. Jones says the U.S. did it. But does it matter? We're Americans. Our forebears fought and died that we had a right to question things. But I've been told, and it's been admitted, that even Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas admits, the New York Times op-ed, he wants to get rid of press protections of the First Amendment. And they admit to me. It's in the news that they are using me as the way to end it. That's dirty. So I'm going to be fine in all of this because I didn't do what they said, but they're going to use it to demonize free speech, and that's what's dangerous. So for the next two segments, the Nick Baggins will take over in the last segment. He understands preemption. We're going to have Norm Pattis, an esteemed constitutional First Amendment and civil rights lawyer, roll through this. But I want to be very clear. I am proud of questioning Sandy Hook. I was not the progenitor or the daddy of it. The public questioned it. So it was the tail wagging the dog. And I questioned it, and then I looked into some of the anomalies and found out that what people said wasn't true. I found out that some of those anomalies that people talked about were not accurate. And then I was told by the media, like 4 years ago, apologize. And I said, yeah, no, I think it happened now. I'm sorry I got to question things like babies in incubators, I guess in the Iraq War, or WMDs in Iraq, or, you know, the Smollett case, any of this. I said, yeah. And my God, I learned why Limbaugh said never apologize. Because I'd never apologize because I always believe what I was saying. But I thought, oh, you just want an apology. Your feelings are hurt. I'm going to apologize. And then the Democratic Party operatives that handle and manage all of those poor families and use their grief to inflict wounds on Connecticut every day go, oh, my God, we've got his ass now. He says it's all fake. It's a lie. We've got a Homeland show where he's the villain. I never said any of that. So now the gloves are off. And now we're going to get down to brass tacks. So I've learned a lot through this process, but now we've discovered a major criminal felony attempt to set up my operation and put us in prison. The FBI admits we're the victim. We're going to break it all on the other side.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Alex Jones, your host. We're battling for America, there's no doubt. Norm Pattiz is one of the most respected criminal and civil rights First Amendment lawyers, not just on the East Coast, but in the country. And, of course, you see his name everywhere because you know he's involved in all these cases. And in the old days, they didn't attack a defense attorney because they defended somebody. They said, oh, that's what defense attorneys do. You have a right to representation. Well, now I've got articles right here calling him the scumbag of the earth. So we should probably just get this out in the open right now about the big case you're handling right now in Connecticut and just a minute or two on that. But like you said during the break, you're almost more demonized for representing me than somebody they're accusing of killing his wife.
You are not popular in Connecticut. People lost friends and family at Sandy Hook, and every time it's said that you deny it, people feel as though you've stabbed them in the chest. With respect to Ms. Doulos, she's a lovely, apparently was, if she's dead, in fact, a lovely mother. I want to correct one thing you said on behalf of Mr. Doulos. There is circumstantial evidence that she's dead, but there is no body yet. Police still look, and she may well be alive. If she is dead, there is no evidence that my client killed her. None.
No, you're right. They're not saying she's dead. In fact, I'm not the lawyer here. I'm just getting out here that you were telling me that lawyers you've known 30 years won't talk to you, Representative.
Yeah, it's amazing. The courthouse that serves Sandy Hook is Danbury. I was there the other day, and a guy I've known and worked cases with wouldn't talk to me. And I'm thinking, what do they do to piss him off? And I called a friend of mine and said, he's upset that you're representing Alex Jones. People don't like him. People, it's surprising. And, you know, for the life of me, I don't understand why.
Well, my frustration is most people are listeners and are supportive. I'm literally 50 out of one. But they'll walk over in front of my family and say, you're a Russian agent, or stop saying nobody died at Sandy Hook. And I'm like, now I'm like, literally, I've got Google Analytics that 0.2% I ever talked about it. The media and Hillary made it. Like, I'm Mr. Sandy Hook. My listeners hear it. They run off a cliff. I told this story yesterday. They talk about analytics. I don't look at analytics, but Joe Rogan put out 30-something clips when I was on with him in February.
Wow.
And the top clip had 14 million views on YouTube, not counting other platforms. It has over 100 million views right now. Joe, I talked to Joe a few weeks ago. It's bigger than Elon Musk. It's the biggest thing he's ever done. 14 million for the interview. The average video, 30 videos, is 3 million views.
Wow.
Guess what the lowest video is? And look at that. That's 14 million right there. You see that? 14 million. That's the top clip. 14 mil. Now, and YouTube's famous for dialing it down and not pay you the advertising. The word is it's like probably 60 mil on there. I've had films on Google Video before they took it down with 100 mil. Okay, so wow. I'm the king daddy, okay? And I'm here to, and I'm bragging. I'm here to tell the little pimps, the Senator Murphys and the prosecutor, the Obama-appointed prosecutor that's doing all this. Bitch, I don't need to talk about poor dead kids to have listeners. I've got news stacked to the rafters. My listeners questioned 9/11. I covered it. My listeners questioned this latest Gulf attack, which I think was probably Iran. My listeners are pissed. My listeners questioned Sandy Hook, and I looked at both sides. So stop saying I'm making a living off these poor children when I've been saying for years I thought they died.
Well, let me tell you, I've only been involved in your case for about 3 months, and I've grown weary listening to the claim that somehow there is a secret cabal of people meeting together, deciding how to offend people, and then profiting off of it, driving the decision on what to cover here.
Oh, my listeners are pissed.
There's
no, my listeners are pissed that I'm not saying these attacks on ships were staged by our government. I think it was probably Iran.
But my point.
The point is, I've got a responsibility to say what I think.
You have a right to say what you think, and your readers can either, or your listeners can either listen or not. You have many people who listen, and what your critics don't understand is you're not making people listen. You're not putting ideas in people's heads. Since I've begun to represent you, I've gotten emails from angry listeners of yours saying, why are you toning him down on Sandy Hook? I'm not toning you down. If I've learned one thing representing you in the last 3 months, Alex Jones does what Alex Jones wants to do. I'm not aware of some secret genie in the bottle pulling your strings saying, move left, move right. There is no conspiracy at InfoWars that is seeking to profit off of the woe, misery, and fear of others. This is a content-driven enterprise. You do sell products that I've seen advertised, but the relationship between the content, the editorial content, and the marketing of products, if there is a marketing effort that I've been unable to discern, is non-existent. And I don't. You have spent a lot of money on me, and I'm sorry. You've flown me down here at your expense. Put me.
Oh, you've been.
No, but listen to me. It is a fool's errand. We continue to go back to court in Connecticut on a weekly basis to sing for your supper. And, you know, they say produce marketing reports. There aren't any. Produce sales analytics. There aren't any. So now we're in a dispute.
They begged me to have marketing managers.
Right.
They begged me to plug. I won't do it.
Well, I wish this is not an invitation to Judge Bellis, although if she's listening, she may want to accept it. If she wants to come down, I suspect you'd host her. I have probably...
We've debated having the other side in.
I think...
Which is what we'll cover next segment. The emails and the big criminal action.
Oh, yeah.
And the big announcements coming up next segment. But it's just... Do you think the liberals in Connecticut that are doing this really believe the homeland version of me? Because I know they know I don't have an email in InfoWars. I got rid of it 10 years ago, but they keep saying I'm covering that up. So, they know this isn't true.
The funny thing is, I wish you'd be rebranded. You're not Alex Jones conspiracy theorist. I'm not sure what the right brand is. But who are the real conspiracy theorists? People seem to sit back and think that you're an evil genius who has it all planned, and you've got them met at every corner, and you're going to profit off of their fears. I love you. I've met a lot of great people that work here, and I've enjoyed coming down here. But this is not IBM. There is not a corporate handbook telling people when to move left and move right. You sort of represent a cyclone with a pulse, and when you blow through here, I watch the bodies up against the wall trying to figure out how to peel themselves off. It works. Your viewers trust you because you're honest, you're real, you say what's on their mind. Now, the biggest eye-opener to me in this case has been watching videos that the plaintiffs rely on in the Sandy Hook case. I don't like Mr. Halbig. He sent me any number of emails before I met you. I think the guy's a crackpot. So what do I do when I see that name, Halbig? I tune it out. There was a point where you listened to him. And to defend you, I've been required to watch some of those videos, and it was a jaw-dropping experience because he raises good points. Now, he may overestimate.
Oh, he's been on, like, national TV as the, like, Good Morning America as the top expert. He said it didn't happen. We went off him. I think he really means what he's saying. The point is, he doesn't work for us. We don't direct him in this whole conspiracy.
But he takes isolated. Let me tell you a story that I've not yet heard on your network. I have good friends who are big-time lawyers in the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and they don't believe the 9/11 narrative. And so one of them got me on the phone one day and said, look at your computer. And I saw an aircraft that was crashed into the Pentagon. He said, that's not how it happened. Look, there's no tail on the airplane, but there's no damage to the place where the tail should have been. This was staged. Now, something told me that he had about 6 screws loose on a 5-screw device. But I looked at the photo, and as a lawyer, I thought, you know, if you stood in front of a jury and argued that piece, you'd get it. But I couldn't follow.
Well, exactly. He had the right to say it.
That's exactly right.
And that's what I'm saying is, we've been lying. Let me tell you, my listeners, because I think Iran was probably behind these latest attacks. My listeners are all mad at me for saying...
Well, who do they think it was?
They think the U.S. government. They think Trump did it.
And that's the point. People don't. People are so distrustful of the government, they're desperate for answers.
And they're trying to make that question... Mike in New Jersey. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula, but the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth, it is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I have been a loyal son of the Republic, my family, for more than 14 generations. And I know what they do when you expose them. They say you're a pedophile. We knew it was coming. And when the Obama-appointed U.S. attorney demanded out of 9.6 million emails in the last 7 years in Sandy Hook, metadata, which meant tracking the emails and where they went, well, we fought it in court. The judge ordered for us to release a large number of those emails. That's Chris Matty that got that done. A very interesting individual at the firm of Koskoff and Koskoff, run by Senator Murphy and Senator Blumenthal, that say for America to survive, quote, I must be taken off the air. So they're very naked about what they stand for. So, you know, I had them try to set me up with the Russians. And I reported to the FBI, and that kind of freaked them out a lot. And that's all on record. It's been covered on national news. So that didn't work too well. And so we learned in just the last few days that when they wanted these hundreds of thousands of emails out of the 9.6 million, that they had attachments to them that no one would know what they were. We hadn't opened this. The FBI's come out and said, I'm the victim. And a statement's coming out officially. U.S. Attorney's Office in Connecticut. But what's interesting is we checked with real IT people, because we're not IT folks. We made some calls, and they said, no, you wouldn't know what was in attachments, and you wouldn't know what they linked to, because the FBI looked at it. They said, we're the victim. It was hidden in Sandy Hook emails threatening us. It was child porn. So it's on record. We were sent child porn. We're not involved in child porn. But the fact is, it's not a needle in a haystack. It's fields of haystacks. And they get these emails a few weeks ago, and they go right to the FBI and say, we've got him with child porn. And the FBI says he never opened it, and he didn't send it. And then they act like, oh, they're our friends. They're not going to do anything with this. Go to hell. I wasn't born yesterday. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. So whatever's going on, I'm offering a $100,000 reward, not $10,000. A $100,000 reward for the arrest and prosecution. And I've had $115,000 bonuses and contests before, so I pay $100,000. We're going to release the metadata in the next few days on Infowars.com from the email address, the company, and the folks at the company are going to track it back, and they're going to find out. And we're going to pay the $100,000, and you're going to go to prison. By the way, more than 20 people that have threatened us and my crew have gone to prison. When people threatened to kill George Bush or threatened to kill Obama, we reported you. You went to prison. And law enforcement knows we are law-abiding. We're not offensively committing crimes. So $100,000 reward, and we'll release the metadata by Monday of who sent this. And when they're arrested, you get $10,000. When they're convicted, you get $90,000. Now, I wonder who during discovery would send emails out of millions and then know what to search and look at. I don't know. I just think people are smart enough to know where to look at the ISPs. $100,000. Oh, did I mention on conviction another $100,000? $200,000. No, wait. $1 million. $1 million. I can't help it. I've always done what I shall do. I don't have a lot of money, but I'll sell my house. $1 million on conviction for who sent the child porn. $1 million. We're going to publish all the metadata. We're going to turn you loose, the ISPs, the law enforcement. You know who did it. $1 million. So now it's not $10,000 for arrest. It's $100,000 for arrest. It's $1 million for conviction. $1 million. You think when you call up, oh, we'll protect you. We found the child porn. I like women with big, giant, I'm going to hit you in the end, you fucks. No, I know I should delete it on radio. Probably still went out. I don't care. If you're trying to set me up with child porn, I'm going to get your ass. $1 million. $1 million, you little gang member. $1 million to put your head on a pike. $1 million, bitch. I'm going to get your ass. You understand me now? You're not going to ever defeat Texas, you sexist. I don't usually use French, but I'm pissed right now. Norm Pattis, you take over this segment the next time. I apologize. my use of French here, but I'm really pissed right now. And
yeah, I get that.
With this goddamn bullshit anymore.
About the reward structure.
No, I don't. It's 1 million.
But listen to me. I'm your lawyer, and it would behoove you to listen from time to time. You don't ever want to create an interest in the outcome in a potential witness. No, I'm here.
Why does the law enforcement say there's an out? Why does law enforcement say $5,000 dead or alive? $1 million! Because we all know who did it!
So let's talk about what happened here.
You think I won't pay $1 million?
I didn't say that. I just don't want you to create an interest in the outcome of a person who testifies, because they now have there's a contingent interest in telling.
Well, then why does law enforcement get a bounties?
That's different than having a contingent interest.
No. We're going to get...
I want to focus on the issue.
They sent me child.
I want to focus on the issue that got you angry, because that's a great issue, okay? And Aristotle once said that a wise man gets angry in the right way at the right time and the right reason. You're so angry right now, you're just a touch unwise, but I'm still behind you 100%. You should be angry, because here's what happened.
Norm, every time I'm on the attack, I win.
Listen to me. You should be angry. I'm behind you 100%. Here's what I learned. I got a call the other day saying that information that we were court-ordered to provide, metadata, had been run by a California data processing firm for your adversaries in the Sandy Hook suit. They found an email that they shouldn't, quote, have. They turned it over to the FBI. The FBI went through the metadata and found 12 emails that contained PDFs or images embedded in emails of child porn. Some of those emails were directed to you, and they were very hostile, and I'm not going to use the language that were used in those emails. 12 images of child pornography, if knowingly possessed by you, a member of your staff, or me as your lawyer, could land anyone or all of us in prison for up to 5 years.
Yeah, but they said it.
When I heard this, I fell over, and I've not stopped being angry since. I'm not as angry as you, but I'm angry. The point is that somebody directed child pornography into your email accounts, hoping that you would open it, so that when you opened it, there would be direct evidence that you had viewed knowingly and possessed
child porn.
And
then now, magically, they want metadata out of hundreds of thousands of emails they got, and they know right where to go. What a nice group of Democrats. How surprising. What nice people. Chris and Maddie. Let's zoom in on Chris and Maddie. Oh, nice little Chris Maddie. What a good American. What a good boy. You think you'll put on me what... Anyways, I'm done. Total war. You want it, you got it. I'm not into kids. Anyways, you're my defense lawyer. The point is, I'm not putting up with these guys anymore, man. And their behavior, because I'm not an idiot. They literally went right in there and found this hidden stuff. Oh, my God. Oh, my. And they're my friends. Oh, we want to protect you now, Alex. Oh, you're not going to get in trouble for what we found. F you, man. F you to hell. I pray God, not anybody, anything else. God visit vengeance upon you in the name of Jesus Christ and all the saints. I pray for divine intervention against the powers of Satan. I literally would never have sex with children. I don't like having sex with children. I would never have sex with children. I am not a Democrat. I am not a liberal. I do not cut children's genitals off like the left does. The left.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guys, our affiliates, we delayed most of it out, but I've been fire breathing today because I've talked to IT people and they say, you've got 9.6 million emails, you've got hundreds of thousands sent to the court. These are hidden links that they knew right what to go to. And these people are appointed by Obama, and it's just like, God, I'm so sick of them. I am so sick of their filth and living off the dead kids at Sandy Hook. And I've got all the statistics that I covered at like 0.2%, even with all the coverage now. They make it who I am. They live off these dead kids. And then they say, I did it. Because they watch Homeland and they believe their own filthy lies. And then they find, out of grains of sand at the beach, they find the magic child pornography. How obvious is that, that we've got a problem in this country and it's out of control? So we have 9 minutes left. I appreciate you being a nice person. And we'll go over some of the metrics and show some of the things I talked about.
If I had one gift I could give you, it would be to put Sandy Hook in the rearview mirror forever. I hate to see people put a burr under your saddle.
It's not here. Sandy
Hook. No, stop. Stop. You're going to listen to me. You brought me down here. There were 9.6 million emails that were searched. We turned over about 57,000 of them. In 12 of them, there were embedded images of child pornography. As it turns out, those emails were never opened. The images were never opened. There's no evidence that anybody here or anyone affiliated with you or you ever searched them. So clearly they were placed in there as malware, as evil intended internet communications. I have spoken to federal prosecutors. They regard you as a victim. They do not regard you as in any way a suspect. No one's going to search your computers or try to build a case against you. The news takeaway here.
I want them to track it back to.
No, you're not here.
You know who.
You are not a suspect. You are not a target. You are not a person of interest. You are a victim, and that's the story here.
I wonder who the person of interest is.
Look, you're showing Chris Maddie's photograph on.
Oh, there. No, that was an accidental cut. He's a nice Obama boy. He's a good boy.
Chris Maddie is your adversary in this litigation, just as I am the adversary of the people that have sued you. And it is my responsibility to take their case apart if I can. And he will attack you.
The white shoe boy that thinks he owns America.
I'm not going to engage in a personal attack on Chris Maddie. I want to find out who sent the emails to you, and when I find that person, then I will go to war.
I've talked to Alex. You understand, hidden links in an email no one looked at, to find that is like finding a needle in 5,000 haystacks.
I agree. They'd used Koskov Computer, contracted
it means
out.
There's no limit to what they're going to do.
They contracted out to a sophisticated data mining firm. They spent probably $100,000 to go through your emails looking for whatever they could find, and they did find this. You believe that that was placed there and they knew where to look and how to find it. I don't have evidence of that yet. I represent people.
Well, they want a war. They're about to get one. That's all I'm just telling right now. I ain't screwing no kids. I'm not a Democrat, man.
Hit the pause button. I represent people accused of possessing child porn all the time. Some of them are set up. You have been set up. Let's find the identity of the person who set you up and not leap to conclusions about who it might be. If it was the other side, the other lawyers, I would be shocked. If it was some other person, a political operative, I would not be shocked. We will publish the metadata. You've got samples of it.
Yeah, document camp.
We're in the process right now of working with the U.S. Attorney's Office to get the actual communications. When I get those, I will give them to you. You publicize them and let your viewers and listeners
look. I've already been accused of being a damn Russian. Now I'm a freaking pedo, man.
Be bigger.
What the hell, dude? I'm sick of you Democrats. You're like the scum of the planet.
Be bigger than the people who accuse you. There are people out there who watch you because they're looking for a voice. They don't understand what's going on in this country. When you lose focus and lose that because of anger, they lose an anchor. They are looking to you for answers, not anger. Be angry, but as Aristotle once said, be angry at the right person, at the right time, at the right way, to the right degree.
I told you when they did this, I said, we never cover it. You saw our book.
No, you
we
did.
Don't cover
that's
Sandy
true.
Hook. We covered it like 10 times or something. And I showed you what we had, the numbers. And we never covered it. And I'm like, I don't know why they want this.
You're
why
dead
do
right.
Why do they want the metadata? And I said, they want to plant something on me.
So
I told you that 3 weeks ago. And now they're like.
Okay, look, you are dead right. When I came down here, you know, I didn't know who you were. That I knew who you were. I could place you on the political landscape. I hadn't watched your show. I've made a study of you in the last 3 or 4 months, and you've won me over because I think you're an honest and angry American. But sometimes you're not angry at the right things, and sometimes you get angry too quickly
things. People trying to plant child porn on your computer, man.
Let's find out who did it and then take them down, but not leap to a.
That's why I said 1 million. I'm not BSing. $1 million. When they are convicted, the bounty's out, bitches. And you know, you feds, they're going to know you did it. They're going to get your ass, you little dirtbag. 1 million, bitch. It's out on your ass.
Well, if they're the grass, I will be your lawnmower, but let's make sure we're mowing the right lawn, okay? You have every reason to be.
1 million, I pay all debts. 1 million is on the street. For who sent me, and we're gonna get the emails, we're gonna publish them next week, and we're gonna make a whole thing. We're not gonna show the child porn, but we're gonna put the emails out, and we're gonna show you where they came from and what. 1 million on the street.
And where I come from, what's truly terrifying is this is the bottom feeding part of the effort to take you down. You've been deplatformed.
Okay, well now $1 million is on after them. So
Miriam.
I bet you sleep real good tonight, little jerk. Because your own buddies are gonna turn you in, and you're gonna go to prison. You little white shoe boy jerk off. son of a bitch. I mean, dude, I can't handle them. They want war. They're going to get war. I am sick of these people. They, a bunch of chicken craps that have taken this country over, that want to attack real Americans.
Well, be the real American, and the real American attacks the right target.
I'm going to.
Let's find that target and attack.
Oh, my God. I've talked to people. There's no way out of millions of emails that didn't even say child porn. They horned in on it. God almighty.
You're assuming they horned in on it. We don't know what the end
was. Then whoever did it told them to do it. We're going to get them. $1 million. $1 million is on the street against you. You didn't destroy America on time, bitch. I am pissed, man. I would give everything I have to stop living in this world with these people. Norm, let's be nice here. Let's go into the documents. Oh, look, Norm, we have Google Analytics they asked for. How much did we cover Sandy Hook? Let's roll some of that. This is from Google. 0.28%. With all the coverage they've done, that's how much Google says we covered it. Boy, how does that fit into their model that might live off the dead kids that these vampires feed off of? Not me.
You will win the lawsuit in Sandy Hook. As a matter of law, it was protected speech and not defamatory. And it was.
And they know that. So there's going to be child porn put on my servers.
That may well be the plan that some as yet identified person engaged in. We have to identify that person. It's easy to make an accusation, hard to prove it.
Oh, I've made an accusation. I'm sure that U.S. attorneys appointed by Obama are sweet little cupcakes.
No, come on.
I would never accuse them of.
I didn't come on your show to be made out to look like a naive fool. I'm as tough as any lawyer you'll ever
meet. I'm not saying you're naive. No, I'm sure. You don't think Aaron Boy did this. I'm actually not saying that. This is a setup. And the whole way it's like, oh, Alex, we have this, but we're not going to tell anybody. We're not going to tell anybody, dude. I've never screwed a kid. I don't want to screw a kid. Don't you ever project onto me. Don't you ever do it. You lowlifes. And so if they want war, it's not a threat. It's just like an AC/DC song. If you want blood, you got it. Blood on the streets, man. I mean, I am not going to sit here in my life and have these dirtbags say that I've done these things I haven't done and then know where to go and weasel in and find this perfect thing. It's ridiculous how obvious it is. Do you think I'd roll over and spray crap out my ass and show my belly and piss on myself to bow down to you? You just summoned war. So get ready. And I'm just asking the Pentagon and the Patriots that are left and 4chan and 8chan and Anonymous, anybody that's a Patriot, I am under attack. And if they bring me down, they'll bring you down. I just have faith in you. I'm under attack, and I summon the meme war. I summon all of it against the enemy. I will never sell out to these people. Anyways, want to make some closing comments?
Hi, Mom. No, look, Alex, I can't respond to the rage. I get it.
Now, how would you like this?
I would.
How would you like an Obama-appointed U.S. attorney, man, that literally found a needle in a field of haystacks and tried to go to the feds and get me indicted? It's war, dude. He killing me would be better. And turning me into a child molester, into your liberal god, I'll never be a sack of filth like you. And now, I ask my listeners and everyone, you claimed I sent people. I never sent anyone. And I went legal and lawful action. But I pray to God that America awaken. Will Texas be defeated? You will now decide. This is war.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.